was lost and blown away in the storm. This made me very sad, but my parents just kept telling me that everything will be all right, he laughed. So I turned those words into a song, and I sing it to myself 3 times a day, every morning, every afternoon, and every night just before I go to sleep. And ever since then, ever since I started doing that, I'm always very happy. And when that big storm came and we lost everything, I realized something very important, the monkey said. And what was that? The spoiled girl asked. It's good to have lots of nice things, but things can't make us happy for very long because soon we get sick of them. Then we have to look around to find more things to make us more happy, and that lasts even less. And soon we have so many things that we don't know what to do with them. And by the time that happens, we've completely forgotten about what it is that really will make us happy. Like my parents always said, it's up to us to make ourselves happy. We are the creators of us and our feelings and the things we do and think. These words surprised the spoiled girl, although she knew deep down inside that the monkey was right. And she asked the monkey how he knew so many things. The monkey was still grinning and he said, life is great as a family and we work as a team and everybody shares and takes responsibility. We're getting back on top of all the challenges the storm caused us now and we're building our lives back. I also learned to ask myself when I think that I want something, do I really need it or do I just want it? If it's something I need, I will ask for it or I will make it happen. But if it's something I just want, I won't waste my time or my family's money anymore. There's a big difference between wanting something and needing something. And most of the things that you think you want, you don't really want them when you get them anyway. I always look at the bright side of life and now I'm much happier than anyone else I know. And I know I have so much more fun than most others. Ever since that day, the spoiled girl began to do what the monkey told her. She changed completely. It was a little hard at first, but now she has more fun. She's kind and smiles a lot more to the other animals and everyone at home. Soon the other animals began smiling at her and wanted to have fun with her too. She began sharing and caring and respected them all for what they were, and her life changed for the better. She also got invited to a lot more places, and she began going to visit more people. And they were always very happy to see her because now she was so much nicer. And now she goes to Vinny's house, especially for the winemaking, and she's more than